T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
But we have yet another guest on the show this morning, and I believe that our next guest may have purchased a vehicle from Paul Geary of Extreme. Sebastian Bach is joining us right now here on the show. And I think, good morning, how are you?
How do you know that?
I believe it was, we were talking during the break, Ernie.
Cribs, it was, back in the day.
It was on Cribs, I think. Is that right?
Oh, okay. It may or may not be in my new book, 18 in Life, on Skid Row in stores now. But yes, that was on MTV Cribs.
What kind of car was it?
And I just got it. I have to tell the listeners right now, I'm in Studio City, California, and it's 6:07 for
yes.
me.
Yes. So. Rockers don't roll at 6:07.
It's probably a lot warmer there than it is here, Sebastian.
Yes, but it is raining, and that's pretty rare occurrence. It's like all the plants are like, what is that?
Speaking of plants. Nothing. So, wait, I want to find out Paul Geary's car, what kind of car was it that you bought from him?
Well, that was actually the exact second car I ever bought in my life. The first cool car. It was right when the first Skid Row album broke and Extreme was around, that I liked Extreme and I became friends with them on their first record. And Paul, I said, oh, I'm looking for a car. And he goes, oh, my lawyer has a car. It was a 87 IROC body with an 89 Corvette engine.
Yeah.
And he drove it down from Boston to Jersey, and I bought it for exactly 10 grand, I remember. And it was used, and that was 1989, and I have fond memories of that car.
I give you credit in the book because you're honest and you talk about everything. And it's interesting. When you reflect back, you think about where you got to, where Skid Row got to, and then you talk about losing your home and all that. How do you get through all? How does somebody get through all that and live to tell about it?
Well, it's not. There's dynamics in the book. There's, for every good thing, like, there's kind of a flip side to it. But I think everybody in life probably can have the same kind of experience, Everybody has a complicated life. But yeah, that was pretty awful. After grunge and after getting kicked out of the band and dropped by Atlantic Records, I'm still going. I do Broadway and TV. I'm still rocking it. But then I get my house destroyed by a hurricane.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Are you serious? This is what I have to deal with now. But we all have stuff to deal with in our lives that completely sucks. So maybe that's why people are relating to the book. We all go through stuff.
Do you run into like female groupies that you may have met early on, and now it's been a while, you don't remember them? I always want, because there's a lot of debauchery in this book, by the way.
Well, this is like 30 years worth of stuff in here, and it's been so long, really, since I've been like that doesn't happen very often, if at all, these days. But it would be a nice fantasy, I guess, if it did.
Just for like a 4-day weekend.
Well, you know, I do so many concerts. That's what the music industry is these days. But I'm kind of like a Broadway troll when I'm on the road. I literally go from the bus to the stage to the bus to the hotel to the bus to the stage to the bus to the because I'm too exhausted to do anything else really. So it's not as much fun as you might think it is. The fun is definitely had on the stage these days.
When you
40 concerts since October, like in 7 countries. So it's nuts. That's not including this insane book tour, which is mental.
when you are recognized now, are you recognized more for Skid Row or for Gilmore Girls?
Right at this very moment in time, the Gilmore Girls, unless I'm in Canada, and there it's the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, right. Who are amazing.
Which is a completely different show. but they're both on Netflix, which is pretty awesome. So, but you know, I gotta say, you guys, are in Boston at the awesome radio station, WAAF, and a lot of Aerosmith history is in this book because we opened up the whole Pump Tour, and I even got to include my own personal pictures that I snapped with all the dudes and Aerosmith. They're not the best pictures in the world, but I took them on my camera. And it's just fun to put that out and tell stories about that tour, about the Arrow Cops, and all sorts of fun stuff.
Well, you toured. I mean, you think about Skid Row opened up for Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Soundgarden, Guns N' Roses.
Hey, whoa, back up there. Soundgarden opened for us.
Yeah. Good. That's how it should be said. Yeah,
let's get that straight right now.
Get that straight right now. Well, the book is called 18 in Life. I think I remember. I don't remember if you addressed it or not, but you were speaking of Massachusetts. There was like a famous incident in Springfield. I remember where you got. I can't remember what happened. Somebody threw a bottle at you or something like that. Do you remember that?
Well, I certainly do, and I certainly address it. If anybody's in the station there that's read it, that is completely addressed in there, but it's not my most fun thing to talk about.
All right, so we don't want to talk about that right now. Is what you're saying. Just say, Greg, I don't want to talk about it. Buy the book.
That's a great read.
Get the book.
Yeah, you can read about it, then I don't have to talk about it.
All right. Well, it's called 18 in Life on Skid Row, and Sebastian Bach, it's great to have you on. We'll watch you on Gilmore Girls, Trailer Park Boys, and we'll see you on Broadway. All right?
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you guys.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Happy holidays, man.
It's 9:15. There's a guy who's led a very, very interesting life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.